Scorpio, this new moon in Cancer for you falls in your ninth house of expansion of consciousness, foreign travel, the teacher and student dynamic, and really the opportunity for you to be in a position where you can potentially teach others something that you are an expert at. Now, those are very astrology 101 descriptions of the ninth house. Here's what I actually think is happening. There is a lot that has shifted and moved for you, especially in the last 6 to 7 months. Your home has shifted. You have Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius transiting the fourth house, which on the one hand can manifest in the move of a physical home, but also this redefinition of what your new sense of home is. And guess what? The new moon in Cancer has the same themes. Now, the cosmic lovers, both Mars and Venus, are in your 10th house of career. The Uranus in Taurus transit is happening in your 7th house of relationships. It's important that you note that the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th house of the zodiac are known as the angular houses of the zodiac. And whenever we have significant transits there, they manifest in a shift in that part of our lives. The first house is the house of self. The fourth house is the house of home. The seventh house is the house of partnerships. And the 10th house is the house of career. These are the pillars of our lives. Anytime I do a reading for anyone, they always ask me about self, love, home, career, money, right? So these things are shifting for you. You are literally still trying to ground yourself in this new sense of home. And in order for you to really learn what that means, you have to be willing to be open-minded, because this is in the ninth house of expansion of consciousness, and understand that all that is unfolding for you right now is exactly what is meant to happen. And the reason that I say this to you is that Scorpio has the tendency and the need to control. And so I feel that for most Scorpios, this relinquishing of control has become something so unavoidable that they have very much leaned into it at this point. But the fact that there are still so many moving pieces for you, this new moon in Cancer is asking you to really, again, open up your mind and be in the receptive mode of all of the wonderful things that can come from your new home, for instance, if you do have a new home, or from a new relationship, or from a new career. If you don't have a new career or a new job, understand that you have this ability, or this cosmic opening, I should say, of expressing what you do for a living in a different way, or perhaps daring to venture out on your own. This isn't something that you have to do quickly or at all if that's not what you want to do. But understand that getting in touch with a greater sense of joy, especially when it comes to what you do for a living, is going to be a significant component for you come next year, because the eclipses that we're going to experience next year are going to be in your sign. This new moon in Cancer in the ninth house of expansion of consciousness, travel, being a teacher of some sort, or holding space for others in some way, is asking you to first do all of these things for yourself. And if it involves travel, let it be travel that nourishes your soul. Let it be travel that expands your consciousness, expands your sense of curiosity, because you're coming out of a time and moving into a time that it's still going to be more change, but not bad. This is really about you getting in touch with a very profound and spiritual part that Scorpio hasn't really been in a long time. You are, in fact, the planet of death and rebirth. You show the rest of us that there is a shadow to all of us and that we're meant to grow from there. But for you, much more than being identified with just that, this is about discovering yourself in a completely different level and really being in the space of peace, serenity, but understanding that you can only get there yourself.